Feel Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.3 FM.
Sunday night at 9 PM, it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 PM, here on Sheffield Live.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire. And you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hello, this is Nat Johnson and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
This is Sheffield Live.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4 PM, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and at sheffieldlive.org.
Thank you. Oh my God. Hey up, Sheffield.
Ooh.
Let's try that again. Hey up, Sheffield. It is I, the Trev. I'm here. I didn't know if I would be here this week or not. But new job. I don't have one yet, or it hasn't started. I have no idea what's going on, but I'm still here. So I might even be here next week. Then again, I might not. Looks like I won't know until the last minute. Right. The regular listener shouldn't notice any difference. Because this show is really badly prepared. But once again, I'm live in the large cupboard at Sheffield Live Towers. Some technical problems today. Couldn't use the headphones. So I'm now using my mini headphones, which aren't really loud enough. So I have no idea if you can hear me or not. But something's going out. And something's being recorded. So that's okay. Bringing you that bloody annoying Diversity Fest radio show again. So tough. Diversity is our superpower. Celebrating the creativity of everyone, from everywhere. Women and men, gay and straight, black and white, young and old, and everybody else you can possibly think of. Because everybody's welcome at Diversity Fest. So there. Even if I can't hear what I'm saying. First up, you heard The Birds by Gemma Gray. Or at least I hope you did. If you heard it, well, that was number 55 in our totally random and unscientific end-of-year chart. Yeah, the studio computer's not working properly. I could do the jingles, but I can't get on the internet. So, it's a bit annoying. I mean, how can I watch YouTube videos when I should be concentrating on presenting a radio show? I do it on my phone. But that's already flipping between sound effects and Facebook. I've only got one brain. Anyway, so I hope you're enjoying this. Are you listening, Keith? It's really terrible this week, isn't it? You see, you can post on Facebook, but I probably can't see it. I'll try and have a look on my phone later. What's going on? Oh, yeah, you can text me, because I've got my phone here, if you know the number, or you could email me. Oh, God, that's another thing to find on my phone. I need about 5 different phones. We'll get by. It'll be reet. Anyway, this show starts with the next 3 tracks from our totally random and unscientific end-of-year chart. And after that, I'll play a live set from Diversity Fest from a couple of years ago. So you might want to get your shark-shaped oven gloves ready. I'll explain later. Right, moving on.
Hello. I'm Colin Pofo from Sheffield Bands, The Generals and Earth Tales. You're listening to Diversity Fest Radio on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented by Trevor Tomlin, Thursdays between 3 and 4 p.m. Why don't you give it a go?
Yes!
To believe that we were feathers of the same bird, we draw one breath, hold on and dive in and swim in the same stream to the sea, to the sea. Oh,
Don't worry, folks, no one was harmed during that jingle break. Oh, I still can't hear myself. Hello, Keith, thanks for listening. Hope I'm not talking too loudly or too quietly. I've no idea because I can't hear myself properly via my mini headphones. There are other headphones. The normal studio headphones in the studio had been going a bit wonky, like the plug was broken. So they've been taken away to be fixed, which is a good thing. Unfortunately, I put the headphones in line with a Zoom recorder so I get my own personal recording in case the podcast doesn't work, and they were the only ones with a swappable mini jack, so I've had to use my sort of phone headphones to monitor via my Zoom recorder. If you're following this, you're as dull as me, but anyway, I can't hear properly, so could be shouting, might be too quiet, who knows. The lights are flashing, mainly green, not very often red. That's a good sign. Let me know if I'm shouting, shout at me to shut up. And if I'm not shouting, get closer to your radio. Right. Anyway, not enough banjos on the radio, are there? What do you think? The banjo. Everyone should have one. It shouldn't be an embarrassment. You just heard Deep Seas by Kate Griffin, which is number 56 in our festive 33 for 2024. Well, at least I hope you can hear it. Right, one more from the chart, and then we have a special live session from a previous Diversity Fest. You're going to like that. So put kettle on, get a packet of biscuits out. Nah, get two. One more from the chart first.
Hi, it's Nick Robinson, looping guitarist. I always tune into Diversity Fest Radio, who work hard to promote Sheffield music. Listen in every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. or online at sheffieldlive.org.
Ever change.
Yup, Keith. Hello, Carl. One of them's listening. At least. And apparently I'm not shouting too much, although I can't hear myself properly. Anyway, wasn't that a lovely tune? Yeah. What was it? It was Crystalline by Vinna B. Number 57 in our latest totally random and unscientific end of year chart. Wow. Anyway. Right. As previously advertised, I'm going to play an entire live set from a previous Diversity Fest now. See if you know who it is. Oh, yeah. If you have a shark-shaped oven glove, you may want to bring it with your cup of tea and your packet of biscuits. Enjoy this. It's flipping hilarious.
You can find out more about Diversity Fest by visiting our website at diversityfest.wordpress.com, where you can leave a message on the contact page.
You have to pretend you haven't seen me, OK? Well, I know it's difficult in this outfit, but imagine I'm not here, OK? Thank you! Who said that? Right, where am I?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from somewhere between high comedy and low sorrow, somewhere between pleasure, pain, and that ridiculous feeling you've left the gas on, even though you checked twice just before you left the house, would you please welcome a short, dark stranger?
Surprise! Hello! Oh, come on, we can do better than that. There aren't many of us, but let's go! Let's try again! I'm a short, dark stranger, and this is Love's Young Nightmare. Love is a dream to me. Love is a magazine I can't reach. Love is what love is, but I couldn't pick it out. In an identity lineup, I'd be left in doubt. Love is a dream to me. Love is a train about to leave, departing the station as I get to the door, bereft of elation, and I know forevermore I'm love's young nightmare. I see what this does. For everyone is beautiful to someone else when you're moving at the speed of love. When you can't have the one you want, and you won't settle for less. The life you lead orders the table for one. Because love is a dream to me. And heaven, nightclub, I can't leave. Trapped by the window, or must you drunk to stalk? Maroon in the corner, or too alone to talk? Oh well, love is a dream to me. Love is a black opportunity. Oh, when a glimpse of a smile in an overcrowded bar. Watch it, mate. It's all one can hope for, then I know forevermore I'm love's young nightmare. Now, around this point in the song, I normally try and moonwalk. Would you like to see me try and moonwalk? Let's try again. Would you like to see me try and moonwalk? I did not say I could moonwalk. I said I'd try. Anyway, here's the key change. Love is a dream to me. Love is the magazine I'll never reach. Love is what love is, but I couldn't pick it out. In an identity lineup, I'd be left in doubt. But love is a dream. Me. Money, money. just a sad legacy of jealousy. Go for the bloody words as I get to the door. I glance in the mirror and I know forevermore. Oh, oh. I'm love's young nightmare. 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 Thank you! I am massively overdressed for this, aren't I? I'm also very warm, so if you don't mind me stripping off on stage, not entirely, don't panic. Nobody needs to see that sober on a Saturday afternoon. Kind of rectify the situation soon, have a few beers. Anyway, in the meantime, you've got me. Sorry about that. So I'd come all the way from Leeds. Who whooped? I'm guessing you over to the back. Yes. The person who drove me, that's right. The person who drove me here. Right. And I do, as you probably guessed, ridiculously OTT mad synth pop. This next song in the style of a singer you may have heard of. He was called Elvis Presley, and he was quite big in the 50s. He's even bigger in the 70s. That was a horrible joke, sorry. It's the same joke I make every time, and I'm making no apologies for it. And this song is about someone that thinks she's a femme fatale, but really isn't. You know the type. And it's called I'm a Fool for Fancying You.
Yeah, Billy.
Elvis, not Tom Jones. No, it's my laptop, it'll never be right. Come on, yeah, you want to. Why is that doing anything?
The cable.
Yeah, usual trick, check the cable, hit things, shout at it, swear, try reloading it.
Swearing always helps.
Oh, for fuck's sake, it does. Yeah. Oh, not kids are wrong.
In my book, I could be wrong.
Is your book written by Gordon Ramsay?
It was written by that...
Oh, come on, honestly, let's try... Sorry. Let's give you toes. I don't know what I see in you. The antithesis of all I do. But nothing sacred to a heart that wouldn't care, man, blown apart. I've turned myself black and white, pandering to you, though Occam's razor says you're just a bitch, and all my friends do too. Oh, 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 I'm a fool for fancying you. I'm a fool but not an idiot, and I see that you are volatile but with such style, and that's how I've been born. I abhor. They may make me crave you more and more. You hold my heart, but you don't deserve it. Cause all you are is so self-serving. You put your foot down, and cheap jokes unwrap my expensive gown. The silly twinkling eyes of cruelty knock my senses out. It's an air stylophone! reflection in your eyes. Still I fan the flames of your ego, such a supercilious sighs. He sighs, he sighs, and I don't know why, but I'm a fool. Oh, fancy, I'm a fool. Surrender your heart to a vulgar little tart. Then all you will feel is how she wants you to feel. Oh, she'll make you weep. Yeah, baby. Thank you. Bloody hard school floors are. They're really hard, aren't they? Right. So, how have I got left? Maybe not before I expire. I mean,
please don't die. I'm not insured for that.
All right. That's your main reason. Just the insurance. Not me. It's fine. Okay. I'm not coming to Sheffield again. I'm only joking, honestly. Right. Would you like something with a special guest of mine?
Yeah.
Would you like come on, let's try this again. Pretend I've got jelly in this ear and sherry in the other, because I'm a trifle deaf. Okay, so this is... Wait a minute. Wait for it. It doesn't get any better. This is Fergal. Do you know why he's called Fergal?
Because he's a sharky.
Because he's a bit sharky, yeah. Sorry. So, we're going to sing. It's a puppet. Yeah. Anyway, yes. I was attracted by a shark next to him, which is a sensible thing to be. Anyway, so this sex song is about not believing the bullshit lies that politicians sell you. And it's called Even Sharks Can Smile.
Yeah.
I have to operate the laptop with my left hand, by the way. So, this could be tricky. Or it could be really easy. I wanted to turn you in. Sheffield. That's giving it small to medium. Come on. You faced all the facts, but you're still staunchly the same. Your mind can never be changed. So you spend your time searching for scapegoats to blame. Seeking to shake the shame. A credulous critic who regurgitates all their lies. So why should it be a surprise? Their vested interests trample you down with the rest. Don't you dare protest. For it's not neuroscience, your display of defiance. It's actually an act of compliance. With perfectly postured career politicians who stifle substance and agenda submission. Be swayed by their style. Why? Even sharks can smile. We all did it. Even sharks can smile. That's it. Even sharks can smile. Sharks can smile. My knees are really getting out of it. Frustrate yourself at the altar of not having a say. Whilst being a match of the day. Let hope count as hymnless, fritter your freedoms away. Avalanche of apathy, under whose weight we're crushed. Who can we truly trust? You think you've made a stand? Ha! You're ushering the unjust. For it's not neuroscience, your display of defiance. It's actually an act of compliance. Perfectly postured, career politicians. You stifle substance and agenda submission. Cause even sharks can smile. Even sharks can smile. Even sharks can smile. Even sharks can smile. Techno shark. supersized ego and suffer over time. And all you do is supplicate and admire. In this soundbite age of tabloid government, we think too late to find out what they meant. Even sharks can smile. 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 Do it too. Anyway, I've spared always handy. Say goodbye to Fergal, everyone. You always do it, it's amazing. It's a fucking pub. There you go. Sorry. Anyway, so. It's really handy having a clock on the wall, it's amazing. There is a clock on my laptop as well. There's something charming about the school clock, isn't there? Nobody agrees, clearly. I'm just rambling at you. Okay. Right. I've got another little gadget. Oh no, they all say, oh dear, what's he going to get out now? Ooh, saucy. And it's like watching Kenneth Williams on acid, isn't it, really? I have watched Carry On Vlogs on acid, by the way, so. Hydrochloric. This guitar case is. Where's this guitar case? But it contains. It was written for an open mic in Leeds. It's about, imagine you're on Voyager 2 and you're looking back from space and you see in the distance this tiny dot of blue light, and that's Earth. Everything we know about, everything's happened that we know of, everything, all the wars, all the other crap that humanity's done is there on that dot. And this song's inspired by the very same book and speech by Carl Sagan, and it's called Pale Blue Dot. Far out in space, and sobbed, wept, and pitied that minute mote of cosmic dust, so ravaged, torn, embittered. This cradle of life, arcing through the night, so many crystalline hopes and dreams. Yet so hardwired for hate, this inhuman race, as safety's not as safe as it seems. 'Cause it's a pale blue dot, that's all we've got. A pale blue dot, and that's all we've got. Pale blue dot, that's all we've got. A pale blue dot. I pondered on what went wrong, on slavery, war, religion. A fractured world soon unfurled, and tears obscured my vision. For here, everyone you've loved, and everyone you've loathed, from pop singers to politicians, needs air to survive, food to stay alive, to be united should be our mission. 'Cause it's a pale blue dot, that's all we've got. A pale blue dot, and that's all we've got. Pale blue dot. That's all we've got, a pale blue dot, and that's all we've got. For the dot may be blue, but there's black, white, and brown, and so many other colors that make this world go round. mankind with respect. You won't need a heaven. This point of pale light in the universal night. Here is where we make our stand. We could be so strong if we just get along. So let's face the future hand in hand. Cause it's a pale blue dawn. That's all we've got. Pale blue dawn. That's all we've got. Pale blue dawn. That's all we've got. Pale blue dawn. And it's totally pale blue dawn. That's all we've got. A pale blue dawn. And that's all we've got. Pale blue dawn, that's all we've got. A pale blue dawn, and that's all we. Will we ever find that it won't just be fine? Will Venus's fate before our planet? Can we adjourn that point of no return? But now there's nowhere else we could be. Yes, this is all we've got. This pale blue dawn. So, a while ago in Leeds, we have an open mic, me and my partner are there, and there's like a themed open mic. So you write a song on a theme and in a style. And this, the theme was Ways to Die, and the style was your favourite bands. So, it won't surprise you at all that one of my favourite bands, or Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark, and The Way to Die, well, this song is called quite simply Hindenburg.
It's as stupid as it sounds.
Seven, what a sad day. An accident or sabotage. The demise of that vessel so large. The defiant dream of that most loathsome regime. Still no one knew they would fry in a giant Chinese lantern in the sky. The Hindenburg, not a fate nor Nazis deserve. Flaming debris is all the eye can see. And all that's left is all of humanity. A final remnant for that soon to be dead Zeppelin, who thought an engulfing explosion could come from humid miles of unprotected hydrogen. Fascist Führer's gloating glory, they hoped to spend, came crashing down and met a Nazi end. Explosions! Nazis! Hydrogen! Fight, fight, right? Yeah. Can't see. And all that's left is only huge vanity of the hidden realm. No longer flying like a bird, that descending phoenix gas dirigible can see my flames barely visible. Oh, that's Hindenburg, a place to melt a titanic iceberg. Aviation's great plunder and mystery, now consigned to the ashes of history. Big, cheesy, disco, ending! Do my own annoying, over-the-top, irritating synth-pop songs. I cover classic songs in a really annoying, irritating synth-pop way. I'm going to bring some deodorant next time. No, I'm going to bring a little bit of lead down to Sheffield. Because, you know, I know it's quiet, and it's not the busiest, and I know it's midday, or not midday, it's 3 p.m. It's Saturday afternoon anyway, sometime around then. I've got the time. And but do you know what I think is going to happen? Well, more importantly, I predict. Happy, happy, hardcore. You know what that means. Dwarf knocking at the door. Oh, watching the people get leery. It's not very pretty, I tell thee. Oh, walking through town is quite scary. And not very sensible either. A friend of a friend, he got beaten. He looked the wrong way at a policeman. Would never have happened to Smeeton. And only a Denzi and la 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 la. Oh, I predict to riot. I predict to riot. I predict to riot. Oh, I tried to get to my taxi. A man in a tracksuit attacks me. He says that he heard it before me and wants to get things a bit gory. Girls scramble around with no clothes on to borrow a pound for a condom. If it wasn't for chin fat, they'd be frozen. They're not very sensible. La 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 la. I predict a riot. Oh, I predict a riot. I predict a riot. And if there's anybody left in here that doesn't want to be pretty, I tell thee. Oh, walking through town, it's quite scary. And it's not very sensible. La, la, la. La, 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 la. Ah, ha, 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 ha. La, 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 la. I bred it to riot. I bred it to the Unale. I bred it to riot. I bred it to giant. And if there's anybody left in here that doesn't want to be out there, I bred it to riot. Enough, I'm over. I bred it to riot. Oh, I bred it to riot. I bred it to riot. Yourselves. One more time, have you enjoyed yourselves? Much better, thank you. Enjoy the rest of Diversity Fest. Next up is the amazing, the bleeding obvious. Big round of applause to Anarchist on the decks, by the way. And to finish the night, we've got Alice Nichols sat at the back there, who also did backing vocals on my Pale Blue Dot song. Big round of applause to Alice, everyone. I have been a short, dark stranger. You can find me on Bandcamp, YouTube, SoundCloud, what was Twitter, but for not for very long, and other SAT platforms, all the places the cool kids are hanging out, and me as well. So, I've enjoyed it. Thank you very much. See you later. I will be in Tesco buying some beer. Bye!
Brilliantastic. Where do they get these wonderful performers from? You just heard live at Diversity Fest 2023, the whole of the set, by a short dark stranger. Amazing. They have some very interesting people in Leeds, don't they? Excellent. Thank you for that, Chris. Right. I can just see in my mind's eye the shark glove puppet, even though that was nearly 2 years ago. It's indented on my brain. It was so brilliant. Right, if you don't know what I'm talking about, look on my YouTube, my latest YouTube channel, and somewhere there you'll find the A Short Dark Stranger video. Have a look. It's hard to believe, but it's brilliant. Right, I'll play out now with something chilltastic. This is Morning in Tibet by Deborah Martin and Cheryl Gallagher. It's a bit zen. See you next week. Keep it diverse. I might come back in a bit and say something else. I don't know. Not sure I could be asked. Right. Enjoy this. Relax.
Visit sheffieldlive.org to listen again and download the podcast.
See you next week. And remember, keep it diverse.